Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have now reached the halfway point in the syndicated radio transmission. Thank you for joining us. We are simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, I'm going to finish up with the CNN event that happened Friday. See, they're not God anymore. Before, they could just do that 15-minute interview, never release it, or take sound bites out of context. But I'll guarantee you, this video has gone so viral, 100,000 views just on one channel with the two videos, just in the or more than 100,000, just in the last day and a half, that a month from now, it'll be over a million. So this video will be seen more than Anderson Cooper's show was that night. And that's what scares the system. I can make a film like The Obama Deception, over 50 million views for free. You can buy the DVD and support us if you want. The point is, or see it in higher quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The point here is they don't control reality, and we're here challenging them. Again, I'm going to get into all the other news. I haven't even really started getting into it. It's amazing. The subway bombings, the lady exposing the CPS senator from Georgia being murdered with her husband. All these militia arrests, the demonization, saying we're going to attack, the Tea Parties are terrorists. I mean, they're really getting ready. And I told you this would come in March and April. Here we are. I could see all their preconditioning. I know when they start the conditioning, how long it's going to be generally. And here I am saying big terror attacks or a whole bunch of small ones coming up in April, they're going to blame on us. They blame cop killings on me. CNN's trying to produce pieces on me right now about Alex Jones. I don't know if they were planning to arrest me this weekend or something. We've had some other stuff going on, set me up for something. We're not sure, but just pray for us, folks. But this means I'm getting the job done, that they're coming after me like this. There's a little bit of this clip left of part one, and we'll come back and play the last 5 minutes, part two, and then I'm going to shift gears into other news. I'm going to give the phone number out on any of the issues that you wish to discuss. I mean, I hope it's on the militia arrest. I hope it's on this poor woman being murdered, Ms. Schaefer. I hope it's on the suicide bombing. It's all this police state news I've got is insane. Tucker Carlson going on The Daily Show saying people that think Jews did 9/11 like Jesse Ventura. See, the feds run the white supremacist, and they always parrot that and attack anybody that doesn't exclusively cover that, because they believe that's politically unpalatable, and so that will demonize and shut down 9/11 truth. It's not going to work, but Ventura has said he doesn't know who did 9/11, but those buildings were surely blown up. And no, they're now, I mean, he could definitely sue Tucker Carlson, you know, saying Jesse Ventura says Jews did it. So that's coming up. And again, notice it's always the media making the Jew jokes. The media always putting out Jew, especially on Comedy Central. They know what they're doing. Let's go ahead and finish the clip.
As well, to find out what we really think, what we're really saying. The problem is the media puts it all in little sound bites. I want stability. I want to fix this country. I want to get the out-of-control corporate behavior back in check. But it's not going to happen because these arrogant, hubris-filled politicians and the Fortune 100 know how to manipulate the population and believe they're in total control, and now they've committed everything to this banking world government takeover. And so we're in an emergency situation here.
All right, continued in part two. There's about 5.5 minutes left. We're going to come back. I'm going to try to just play it in one swath, comment after, and then plunge into the news. Again, the websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com. April 15th and April 21st, we're premiering two films at PrisonPlanet.tv in the month of April. We're simulcasting live at PrisonPlanet.tv right now for viewers. I want to thank all the members out there that really supports us. Plus, it's a great place to download all the documentaries in higher quality and the TV shows and share them with friends and family. It's all about the info war, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Militias have been raided in 5 states now. Alabama added to the list. That's coming up. Remember a supposed Alabama militia called for throwing rocks through windows? I wonder if the leader that called for all this is going to go to jail, or will it be found out that he's a federal informant? Like Hal Turner, or like Tim McVeigh. Will it come out he's CIA like Lee Harvey Oswald? That's now been declassified. We're going to cover all this. Tis the season. They're passing all these unconstitutional, unpopular, illegal things. They're going to stage events and provocateur events to turn it around against us. And the media is going to blame yours truly, their number one enemy now. Pray for us. But it's because we're effective that this is happening. This is a blessing, actually. All right, here I am being interviewed by the producers. They're asking questions. Again, if you just joined us, there's no audio from this. We shot this with a flip phone in the studio. I'm in Austin. They're in New York. Anderson Cooper. And they just keep saying, are you causing the violence? Are you causing the violence? And I mean, think about it. You got CNN, who was the biggest group along with Fox, pushing WMDs in Iraq, and they knew it wasn't true. It's come out the Pentagon and CIA literally run CNN. They just pose as liberals to cover up what they're doing. It's left-right manipulation. And it's angry to me to have these people that go to their cocktail parties and feel like they're great liberals when they're really a bunch of propagandists helping to destroy our country and pushing the banker bailout takeover and the carbon taxes. I mean, these are really despicable people. I'm angry at them. They're destroying my country. They're taking my freedom. They're aiding and abetting the corporations that own them. And it makes me angry that they're there trying to imply I'm bad and I'm evil. And they're going along with this talking point that I'm basically a terrorist. Here it is.
Oh, absolutely. Distrusting your government, hating...
Back it up. As soon as I heard that, I remember this question. They said, there's a new term called hatriots. What do you think of the term hatriots, and are you a hatriot? And here is my response.
Oh, absolutely. Distrusting your government, hating despotism and corruption is as American as apple pie. I mean, have you read George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin? I absolutely hate it when the cops shoot a handcuffed youth in the back and then cover it up. I absolutely hate it when trillions of dollars are stolen in the banker bailout and then the Federal Reserve won't tell us where the money went. I love my country. I love my Constitution. I love my republic. But I hate and fear the corrupt foreign corporate interests that have hijacked our nation and are using the government as a tool to loot and suck our country dry like Argentina or Nigeria or Greece. And so absolutely, I hate Hitler, I hate Stalin, I hate Mao, I hate Fidel Castro, I hate Pol Pot, I hate all despots, and by any historical yardstick, America is sliding quickly into full-bore, scientific, 21st century tyranny. And you better believe I hate seeing my country, where I have three children, being destroyed and bankrupted by design, and watching Herman Van Rompuy, the head of the EU, and Ban Ki-moon, the head of the UN, and Gordon Brown, the Prime Minister of England, all say global government is here, run by banks, and they're going to levy carbon taxes on it. And then mainstream news runs pieces saying we're crazy, world government doesn't exist. You guys still think you've got the people bamboozled and conned. You don't. They see the world leaders calling for world government, and then they see you saying it doesn't exist, and that's why you're losing all credibility. So keep pushing it, because the American people are awake, CNN and Fox and MSNBC and all of you who sit there on the perches of the false left-right paradigm with this false debate going on where you try to sucker people in to your false reality. It's over. The people are awake, and the New World Order needs to back off and realize they should cut their losses now, because the awakening is on. What I said was, Denver Post, we know Democrats have staged attacks on their own facility.
Back that up a few seconds so that question makes sense for people. Then the interviewer says, oh, so you think this is all fake? You think this is all staged? And I said, no, the Denver Post reported, remember last Friday I showed you the Denver Post, AP, a bunch of other articles, where Democrats have staged attacks on their own offices all over the country. That was just one example. And so, again, they were trying to ignore the fact that I was showing them a mainstream admission and arrest that had been made. And they were trying to basically change the subject. Continue.
The order needs to back off and realize they should cut their losses now, because the awakening is on. What I said was, Denver Post, we know Democrats have staged attacks on their own facilities as part of a frame-up before, and I believe a lot of this is exaggerated and hasn't happened. Sure, 300 million people in the nation, a lot of them angry, you better believe some real things may happen. But I know 9 times out of 10, when I've studied these things, it's been admitted that it was a staged event. So again, my rhetoric is the truth and is waking people up. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. Okay? That's like criticizing people in Germany that were criticizing Hitler, saying, are you causing the brown shirts to go out and beat people up? There's a lot more government violence and IRS thugs coming with guns to take people's houses than there are people throwing bricks through windows, and most of that's probably staged. Well, I was told by some of your producers that this piece is also about, why are our congressmen coming on my show? I mean, they can go on anybody's show they want. They don't have to agree with me or disagree to be able to come on my radio show. And what I've seen the mainstream media, the dying dinosaur media, do is attempt to condition the public that it's not acceptable for different political groups and organizations to associate with each other. And that's another attempt by the establishment control corporate media to set the parameters of debate and to attack congressmen who come on my radio show. This has been done over and over and over again because the establishment knows that the true populist message of freedom and liberty and smaller government is resonating, and so they're attempting to paint it as radical so that more mainline Americans don't join it. But that's already happened. The American people are in the process of waking up right now, and a lot of congressmen come on my radio show to promote different legislation they're pushing, like auditing the Fed, or to tell us about things that are happening in Congress. And the reason we have congressmen on the show is so that they can give us an inside view on what's happening in the Capitol. Same reason you interview congressmen. Well, that's a ridiculous oversimplification. There are probably 15 or 20 members of the Congress that I do support who are constitutionalists. I'm not opposed to all government. I'm not an anarchist. And I've had
Back in about 5 seconds. That question was, well, if all government's bad and you're for zero government and you hate all the Congress people, why do you have them on your show? Now, this is sophomoric. This is fifth grade level. But it's designed for the dumbed down public that still gets their news from CNN. And I said, that's ridiculous. There are 15 or more people that are good in Congress, but I would interview people I disagree with as well. See, it's this idea that congressmen are coming on the alternative media, because they told me Ron Paul refused to be on this show, their program, and so did other congressmen. And CNN, when we had Gohmert on, attacked him for several weeks off and on Nut of the Week and Kook of the Week, or those different specials they have. What's it called? Wing Nut of the Week, yeah. And again, don't go on Alex's show. Don't give him credibility. Don't. It's the information that has the credibility. These congressmen know where the audience is. And it's so sophomoric when during the campaign they ask Ron Paul, why do you go on Alex Jones' show on Fox, CNN, everywhere? They're also trying to, at a primitive level, break us up thinking that if they don't come on my show, I'm not going to support them. I'd support Ron Paul if he came on the show or not. Ron Paul's been on this show probably close to 100 times the last 14 years. I've been interviewing him every month or month and a half in the last 6-7 years. Before that, 2-3 times a year. I mean, how many times is that? 60 times? 70 times? I don't know. Interviewed him a couple times on video. I mean, it's just sophomoric mind control. Let's finish it up.
I'm a constitutionalist. I'm not opposed to all government. I'm not an anarchist. And I've had Congress men and women on who I disagree with. So it's ridiculous. I don't say they're all crooks, but the leadership, by and large, are bought and paid for, and many of them are crooks and are doing things that are illegal and unconstitutional. You bet, guys. Take care of yourselves. And let me just add one more thing. I dare you to put this on television. I want to say hi to the little blue blood Astor Anderson Cooper. And I want to say hi. He admittedly was CIA. And I want to ask Anderson, hey, cover why CNN and BBC reported Building 7 fell 25 minutes before it fell with total precision. Oh, you guys announced that little script a little early, didn't you? Oh, yeah, that little Reuters script that MI6 sent on over. Look, the truth's out there, and everybody needs to choose a side. Are you going to be on the side of the murdering military-industrial complex, or are you going to be on the side of the American people? If the government of this country lied to kill over 1 million Iraqis with fake WMDs, do any of us think that any of our lives mean a rat's behind to this establishment? This is real tyranny. We're in trouble. I'm sounding the alarm, just like 1775, 1776. If the redcoats come marching down the road and open fire on the American people, it's their right to defend themselves. I'm not calling for any offensive actions. I'm calling, like Malcolm X did, for people to be able to protect themselves in this country from scum at CNN. Good job killing those Iraqis with your lies. You take care.
I shouldn't laugh. It's very serious. But they need to be rebuked. They need to be exposed. People need to get in their face for all the things government and media have done, all this corruption and evil. I mean, this is serious, serious business. And CNN is part of it. CNN helps sell all this murder and all this tyranny. The blood is on their hands. They're a dangerous group now setting me up for a big fall. They're coming after me. You understand that?
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Okay, I'm going in the next segment to get into all these militia arrests, the bombing in Russia with reported suicide bombers. It looks like false flag is the early indicators and earmarks. The signature of the attack. We are also going to get into the sad murder, and it should be a murder investigation, former Senator Nancy Schaefer in Georgia, who'd come on this show repeatedly and was tracking the CPS involved in kidnapping children for sale. So that is coming up. Towards the end of the broadcast, I'm going to play a clip that's up on PrisonPlanet.com of a gentleman Friday at one of the Tea Party events with Palin in Arizona, a Ron Paul supporter, and all he reportedly did was start saying, you're not a real conservative, you're not a real conservative. And the Tea Partiers tackle him, slam him to the ground, are jumping on his head, and the police come over and help them. So vigilantism. He didn't resist. They could have told him to leave. These are not real public events. They attack hecklers savagely. Nothing more evil than a Ron Paul supporter who's a real conservative and who's anti-war when the wars are illegal and undeclared and fraudulent. So that's coming up, and I want to play the clip before George Bush had me arrested, but at least they didn't tackle me or beat me up. They did hurt my arm by twisting it behind my back. I didn't resist. They said, give me your hands, and I went like that and was let out. And they said, okay, we're throwing the book at you, until they got a call. And they said, get off the radio, get on cell. And the cop driving me said, the governor says release him? The governor? George W. Bush at the time was 98. And so, oh, but not for an hour? Oh, you'll call me when to let him go. Okay. That was real nice by Williamson County. They dropped me off on the county line. Luckily, my office was near there at the time. It was up north. But I want to tell this story before I get into the news and then take your calls. Number one, the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. The information I'm about to cover is so important that I hope you'll pay attention to it. And I'll try to be as brief as possible, but seeing it, and it really coming home to me, the level of matrix-like control we're in. Yesterday, I took my children to the hike and bike trail, all three of them, toddler on my shoulders, the 5 and 7-year-old running in front of me, and we hiked down to one of the innumerable creeks that feed into Bull Creek. And I went to one of the smaller entrances. There were probably only 15, maybe 20 cars parked there. Some of the big points people go to, big entrances to all the hike and bike trails around Austin. A lot of this is hilly areas, so they can't build houses. So they have city hike and bike trails. And it was the control freak nature and how mentally ill and weird and twisted the people were. And I've been going on Austin hike and bike trails since I was 5 years old. We come down here a few times a year, and sitting around Grandma's house, you know, for 4 or 5 days would get boring. My parents took me to hike and bike trails, and since high school, I used to go to these things every day. But things are changing. It's like the Matrix mind control, or maybe I just ran into a particularly bad pack of people. Now, you have to understand, this is gravel path, and they also cut up cedar trees and make like a turf. So it's not rugged at all. There's a few places where there's, you know, stone steps carved into the stone. And we park our car, we start walking, and there's this old lady with her husband walking behind her. And you could tell she wore the pants. And she goes, oh, it's rough down there. I don't know if you should take that baby. And I kind of ignored her, and she said, And then so my kids ran on, and I went on down the path, and then I noticed she was following me and looking at me. I mean, and maybe she recognized me, and I'm a thought criminal. And it's like a jailhouse rat or something. And I get down there, and there's one sign that says, please stay off, you know, please stay on the path. You know, in certain areas where they planted trees or whatever, I mean, you'll see one of these signs every 200 yards or so. And so we get down the little creek, and my kids are there dropping rocks in and going, ooh, look, you know, and look, oh, fishy. And I hadn't seen the old woman and her husband stalking me back there for a while because they were leaving, and they turned around and came after us. And this lady comes by with her husband. Again, he's walking behind her. He doesn't talk. She's giving all the orders. And it really hit me. I mean, I know the feminist program. I know how it works. But, my God, man, it's not all women, but it's certainly these women. We come back. I'm going to finish this story, folks. It gets so weird. I mean, it gets weird. And the population is all being dominated. They want to dominate somebody. They want to boss somebody. And I'm telling you, this is one big plantation. You've got house slaves everywhere. And I guess they don't like a halfway good-looking man with, you know, great-looking children. And we were all out having a great time, and they were all real quiet. Everybody was real... Just, we're in trouble.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Okay, so I'm about 500 yards down the hike and bike trail. And everyone of like 8-9 groups that came by me were neurotic weirdos. Now, my children in a little stream going into a bigger stream down a little hill are sitting there, and these kids run up, probably 7 and 9, two boys, with their mother giving orders and marching around, the husband behind her being real quiet. And she's like, "You're not allowed to get in that water. This is environmentally sensitive." And the kids are screaming, "I hate you, I hate you." And you can tell she's never disciplined them, and they're doing all this weird stuff, and they're like, those kids aren't supposed to be in there, but like I'm not there. But, you know, saying it to her husband and kids. The husband's not talking. They go on down the path, and you can go down some gravel to a larger stream, and my two bigger kids go down there. I'm up there with the toddler playing in the stream. Now, oh, look, leaf down the stream. And then I look back over my shoulder, and that old woman's walking up looking at me. And going, and walks by, and her husband's going, the old man's going, like that, like, and I'm thinking, no, don't be paranoid, this can't be happening. And then the other family comes back, and the wife's going, "They're not supposed to be down there, they're not supposed to be in there, no boys." And the guy pulls out his iPhone and starts taking pictures of me and my kids, and is sitting there going, And they've got these, what's the thing we showed? It's a big website the government promotes where you tattle on environmental crimes. New website allows you to tattletale. And it's not even things that are crimes. It's leaving lights on in businesses. Remember we showed that about 2 months ago? And I don't know what he was doing. He was taking, and I'm not going to have a confrontation. I know the creek goes on down, so I get my kids and I go further down into the woods. There's nobody around here. I can be here on the side of the path and let my kids sit there by the stream, and which is everybody does, except this body snatcher day they weren't. And there's no rule against it. And here comes the old lady again. She's following me, and then she'll walk past, and she's off in the woods looking at me, and they're talking. And then some more yuppies come by with their kids, and I try to talk to them. You know, they stop right beside me, and I'm like, oh, look, you know, pretty streams, a lot of rain this year. And they're like, are you allowed to be in the stream? And now it's really getting weird. And I didn't talk about it, but about a month and a half ago, I was at the Port Aransas jetty, and it's concrete paved about half the way out. I mean, it's like walking down a sidewalk. And it's my mom, my dad, my wife, and my three children, and I've got the toddler on my shoulders, except when she wants to walk, we'll let her down. And it's a still, beautiful day. Pelicans are fishing, you know, catching fish, and it's just so beautiful, and we're out there. And people keep walking by going, is it safe to have that child out here? And after the third or fourth time, I said to a lady, it was always women, I said, ma'am, do you see all these other people out there with kids? My dad would take me out here. This is a jetty. People come out here and fish. It's a giant granite jetty, concrete paved. I'm taking my kids out. I've got it on my iPhone. We ought to load that up and show it with pelicans flying around, white and brown pelicans. And it was so clear, you could see sea turtles swimming around, dolphins were everywhere. I mean, it was just beautiful. And then my toddler tends to fall asleep at about noon. She's not really taking naps every day now, but around noon. So she's on my shoulders. We're walking back the 150 yards or so on the jetty. And it's a beautiful sunny day, and she's conked out, you know, falls asleep with her head resting on my head. And people start running over going, is she okay? Did she get hurt? And my mom's been noticing this. She jogs on the hike and bike trail, and she has a French bulldog, and they naturally have bob tails. And she has people say to her, but she's not human. They'll run by and go, what did you do to her tail? Or what did you do to its tail? And this happened a few times when I had a dog who got out of the fence. He's dead now. Helmet, German Shepherd, Irish Setter mix. I had him back in college. He died just a few years ago. And he got out under the fence, got hit by a car, and I knew he had escaped, so I was running out looking for him, driving around, found him about a half mile away, laying up on the sidewalk, bleeding, hit by a car. And I took him to the vet. They wanted to amputate his leg, thought he would die. I said, no, don't amputate it. I'd give him massages and stuff, and most of the leg came back, and he'd swing it when he ran. I mean, it got so this would happen, and they'd say, oh, what's wrong? Is there something in his paw? Did you do it? Did he hurt you? See, these are control freaks, and they're all environmentalists, you'll also notice, because they have to say everybody is bad. Yeah, it's called EcoSnoop, EcoSnoop.com. EcoSnoop is not Big Brother. And then it's got them tattling on everyone. There it is on screen. Good job finding that so quickly, guys. In fact, you might want to pull up some of their videos where they're tattling. They're going, I'm here at this rest stop, and it looks like these bushes are untrimmed. That is environmentally bad. I mean, there's hundreds of videos on there of the eco snooping. But it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Oh, you hurt your dog. Oh, you hurt your kids. I mean, you yell at your kids now. They call the police on you. And I know I'm digressing, but this is an important subject. And we are a mentally ill, domesticated, TV head population where these yuppies are so uncomfortable being in nature. And they're just going around. And I guess it's because I'm in a good mood, because I noticed they were all real quiet and upset, and the women were all bossing their husbands and kids around. And I just see that everywhere now. It's an upside-down world with these crazy, neurotic, you know they're on Prozac, you know their kids are on Ritalin. And the old lady's a weirdo, and her husband's walking behind her like she's the Queen of England. And I notice all these men walk behind their wives. And I remember when I dated a lot of different women in college, some would get mad because I'd be walking in front of them and I'd open the door for them, but I'd, you know, kind of, I'm the boss. And I'm not telling them what to do, but of course there's a lot of women, that's what they like. Cause, you know, but I mean, it's the opposite. It's the woman is the boss and the woman decides everything. And then the women are so unhappy because they're not, that's not the order of things. This is not what they like deep down, but this is what they believe. And these men, the men did not talk, only the women talked. And I kept, and by the end, I was walking by groups and just waiting to hear a man talk. And the women were all shouting orders and bossing people around. Oh, bring that baby down here. Just nuts. You know, I talk to friends of mine and things that are having trouble with their wives or girlfriends, and I say, look, have you tried being the man? And some of them try, and they go, my God, my wife's happy now. I mean, that's how it works. I mean, again, these women would love to run death camps. They'd love to put everybody, they'd love to take your property. They'd love to take your house. I mean, they're a bunch of sick freaks, and their men are a bunch of sick freaks. And he was going to satisfy his wife. I thought, he's not taking photos of my kids down there because I'm looking at him. And then he looks at me. And they're talking about us. So they're not supposed to be down there. They're not supposed to. But they don't address you. It's like some weird cowardly thing. Like if they just, look, there it is. Gas station with lots of lights on during the day. You notice it's totally raining and dark out there, so they automatically kicked in because you need to have light. It's a dark day, but it says, oh, looks like dusk. The ground is wet. You can see storm clouds off in the distance. So the automatic lights kick on, and they're, oh, my gosh. Oh, call the police immediately. The green police. Na, na, na. Remember that? And we laugh about this, but listen, it got worse. It got worse, and I'm getting all the news. About twice a week when I take my kids out, I'll get them a roll of Lifesavers. It's got corn syrup. But it's a treat. I go in this big, nice gas station in our neighborhood, and I'm sitting there going, is this all your gum? Because every brand. And they've got one brand of bubble gum that doesn't have aspartame, which is the feces of a genetically engineered bacteria. And I'm going, hey, man, this has all got aspartame. But you guys get some stuff in the store. As a consumer, I'm supposed to talk to fellow humans and communicate at the market, and the guys are all fans behind the counter. Day, night, shift, doesn't matter. And I'm sitting there, and I'm saying, I've got toddler on my hip. I got my two kids. Stay right here. Busy parking lot out there. And they're going, I want this. I want that. I go, look, honey, this has aspartame that a genetically engineered bacteria creates. The Pentagon developed it in 1968. Rumsfeld got it approved in 81. It's a chemical weapon that's also very addictive. And some guy goes, oh, come on, who's buying a 12-pack of beer at the checkout counter. He's like, oh, come on. I went, no, sir. When you get home, Google aspartame manufacturing process. And I said, look, every one of these says aspartame. That, you know, they wanted gum, but I had to only give them Lifesavers and Tic Tacs because they didn't have aspartame in it. And I said, why suddenly does 99% of the candy have aspartame in it, even when it's sugar gum? This is not sugarless. And some other guy starts laughing. And so I start preaching. I said, listen, as a human being, I'm supposed to talk to you. I'm supposed to warn you. I care about all of you. I want to warn you. And the guys are kind of getting comfortable. They go, yeah, Alex, we appreciate it. Okay. And so I get the Tic Tacs. I get the bottled water. I get the Lifesavers. But then I saw the other side. Jason Burmes calls me as I'm walking out to tell me the DVDs have come in. And suddenly, one person, two person, three people, a whole carload, of high school kids. Alex Jones, we love you. Death's a new world order. All the cars. I mean, literally, it was just like 20 people. Alex Jones, we love you. So I was immersed in all these demons on the other side, the zombies, the mind slaves, the people that can't see what's going on and who were in this mode of tyranny. And in this mode of laughing at someone who they overhear warning their children, as an adult, I'm supposed to talk to my kids. That's weird to them that I would in the modern fields as a hunter-gatherer, I come in with my credits to buy something, and I'm saying, this is a poison plant, this one is a good plant. Now, a normal human 10,000 years ago would tell their young, do not eat the boonga berry. You may eat the chabunga berry. You know, this is good in the autumn. How do you know the autumn? You know, when the leaves fall, you may eat this fruit. Do not eat it before, or it is poison. It'd be like, my gosh, boonga boonga, why are you telling little chadunga and little mumba boomba, something's bad? You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to talk to your kids. You're not supposed to carry your kids on a greenbelt. You're not supposed to walk around. You're not supposed to stick your hands in a stream. You're not supposed to be human. And so I was really starting to freak out. I was like, my God, there's crazy people everywhere. And then I walk out in the sunshine. It's a parking lot on a Sunday, like noon, beautiful blue skies, and it's Alex Jones! And I was like, thank you, thank you. I'm shaking hands. People are running up, and I'm like, Burmese, I got to call you back. This is incredible. I mean, just like, Alex Jones, oh, we love you! So, again, we're having an effect, and that's probably why they're going to kill me or set me up pretty soon. But it doesn't matter. Because we've done our job, and I care about all the children. I care about all the people. I want to tell people if something's poison. I want to tell them, my people, if the water's good to drink. I want to tell the people when there's bad controllers. I just am a human who wants the tribe to do well, the human species. I want goodness. I'm not bad for taking my children down to the creek. I'm not bad for warning them there's poison in the food. I'm not bad. The people taking photos of me and my kids to report us are the ones that are bad. The people looking for trouble, wanting to boss people around who find power through the government, they're the ones that are bad. They're the enemies of our society. They're the enemies of our republic, and they're dangerous. And the difference, all my fans were shining-faced, good-looking, smart people, and they were glowing and happy and had life force. And I noticed as I pulled out watching the two guys that laughed at me in their BMWs, wealthy, they were looking at me just going, because they've bought into the world, and so they're not satisfied. And here are all these people that are on the same wavelength as I am. They had power. They had life force. They had sparkle in the eye. And so they're torturing me off in some dungeon someday, or I'm in prison. I'll remember all those people we warned, all those people we woke up, how many people we saved, how many people's minds we unlocked so they could see the bigger world and be free. And I know in the end we're going to beat this new world order. But that was a great parable. And it's true. Everything you just heard is what happened yesterday. For an hour and a half, I was submerged in just mass mental illness and crazy control freaks. And then I went into the store and it was even worse. But then when I came out into the sunshine, it was just like, Alex Jones. Somebody goes, Alex Jones. And it was like, 8 pumps, and it's Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones, teenagers running up, Alex Jones. And they had basketballs and footballs, and we're all happy, and we're piling in to go have fun. They were, we love you, we're going to beat the New World Order, Alex, and I'm driving out, Alex, hey, we're going to beat the New World Order if those good people realize the power they have, and if they take action. Now, I've just spent 20-something minutes telling the story because it's so important. I said I'd go to your phone calls, and I've got all this news to hit, and I've got a guest coming up. But let's go ahead and talk to Bobby in Tennessee. Bobby, you're on the air. Okay, Mark in Georgia. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Let me get off the speakerphone right quick. I just recently had a very encouraging conversation with the Council for American Islamic Relations, and they were pleased that I was trying to be fair to them and asking their cooperation. There have been those that have attacked you claiming that you're I'm going to be clear. I want to propose a remedy that those that accuse you of being a Zionist shill, I call for all people of the book to convene in scholarly understanding of each other to draft a covenant of the people of the book that the problem is not Islam, Judaism, or Christianity, that there are counterfeits of these, including a counterfeit of Judaism. And
well, I agree with you, but hold on just a minute. I mean, I'm talking about all this stuff happening and how I'm under attack by CNN, the Southern Poverty Law Center, everything. All those big white supremacist organizations have been proven over and over again to be feds in federal court. So, of course, I mean, they got groups that accuse me of working for the Vatican. I'm not even Catholic, but I'm not bashing Catholics here. They accuse me of working for the Russians because I go on Russian TV. And in the article Paul Watson today wrote about Russian government probably staged the event, there's people saying I work for the Russians and I'm covering up for them. I mean, a lot of this isn't the government. It's just angry, mentally ill people. I mean, I go to your calls and it's just not even about, I'm not mad at you, caller. It's just, it isn't about Alex Jones. Whatever I am, I know I'm good. I know I'm for real. But it doesn't matter. How does that stop people from going out and fighting corruption on their own? No matter how many times I cover the USS Liberty or how many times I have on a re-air interview James Traficant, or no matter how many times I have on people to cover this stuff, they're always going to say that. Okay, so, I mean, it's a pointless call. I mean, I'm not mad at you, sir. It's just, I mean, what does it even do? People tell new and bigger lies about me every day. You name it, they've said it. Literally. And none of it is true. None of it. None of it. I mean, there's thousands of videos where they edit together what I have to say. I mean, it's all deception. How does that keep us from taking action?
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood.
Let's talk to Jim in Moscow calling in. Jim, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, you there?
Yes, sir, I am. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm hearing the music in the background. Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you so much for all that you do. I'm a regular listener. I'm a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber for the last 3 years. And many of my students, a teacher in Moscow, have seen Followed the Republic, Endgame, and the Obama deception. So, again, thank you for so much that you do.
I get emails from troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they say all the big stores are selling the videos, you know, copies of them. Go ahead.
Well, hallelujah. And it's a good thing. And most people here, they question, you know, mainstream propaganda. I don't know what else to call it. But they're looking to people like you, Dr. Stan, and many other people out there who, you know, who are telling us the alternative truth of what's really going on. And I just want to thank you. Today, I were just wondering, you know, how the bombings in the two metro stations happened, what's behind it, and does it mean naked body scanners in the metro stations for the future here, the way they're putting them in airports there in the United States?
Well, I have meant to get into this in detail, and Paul Watson actually has an article. It's here in my stack. They're reprinting it for me. I believe the headline is Subway Bombing in Moscow, Another FSB False Flag? And in Road to Tyranny, and in my book, Descent into Tyranny, and in several other films, we show how police in multiple cities in 99 caught FSB, Federal Security Bureau, former KGB, it's the new KGB, planting hexagen bombs in the buildings. There's three big apartment houses got blown up, blamed on the Chechens. The Chechens said, we didn't do it. Why would we do that and have you come invade us? You know, we fight you here. And, you know, it's a great military move. That's why all these big governments do it, to bomb yourself, to be able to go start a new war and invade somebody. And so FSB is famous for this. The czars, you know, 90 years ago, were incredibly famous for staging false flags. And here's the article. Moscow Metro Blast, another FSB inside job, And Watson goes over the history of it. And then I don't know if it's in this version or the InfoWars version, but I saw a comment this morning going, why is Jones covering up for Russia? You know, he's covering up. I just tell the truth. I mean, when the United States and NATO and Israel with Georgia snuck attack South Ossetia and Abkhazia on record and ran a giant hoax, and now it's come out Cheney wanted to start nuclear war, that's confirmed, that was wrong and crazy. And I don't like the Iranian government. They do a lot of bad things. The government itself is bad almost in every case. But I expose the fact that our government's lying about Iran running Al-Qaeda. And so my job's easy. I don't have to gauge things or say what's popular or what's not. I just say, what have I researched? What's fair? What can I prove? And so it doesn't matter if Russia Today, which is English, just like Al Jazeera or BBC's in the U.S., I go on that probably every week. And if they have me on about these, probably won't, but if they have me on about these railway bombings, I'll talk about it. I mean, I'll say, well, we need to look at the FSB. I'm going to cover this later in the next hour. I've been meaning to get to it and the whole militia situation and a lot more. Anything else from Moscow?
Not really. We're just hoping we're not going to turn into the kind of police state my home country, the United States of America, seems to be becoming every time I go back there. It's pretty sad, but I thank you for covering it and letting us know, waking us up, letting us know what's going on in our own country.
You bet. I appreciate your call. We'll be back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.